You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've been having a great time. We've been talking Chinatown. We've been talking about investing, family offices. Wanda has been burning it back up there, giving us white glove treatment on the board back there. Thank you so much. And people keep calling me to do loans. What can I do? But listen, what we're going to talk about now is we're going to talk about last week. Last week we had Vivian on. We had the folks from the Jackson Foundation on. We had the transplant people on. We had the operating guy that ran the Transplant Institute. Today in the front page of the Herald, they talked about the new capital campaign going on at Jackson Memorial Hospital. Let me tell you, we had amazing care. The doctors were terrific. The nurses were terrific. They understood all the things we were going through. And believe me, when you're having that kidney transplant, a lot of things happen. There's a lot of tension. There's a lot of praying to God. There's a lot of happy crying and a lot of sad crying. A lot of hand-holding. They were there for everything. You heard them talk about how they created like a meditation room just for the people that work there. Sounds like the kind of place that I'd want to be too. So if that's what you're looking for, don't forget the folks at Jackson Memorial Hospital. And when we were done, what they told us was they told us that Vivian had a little bit of an issue. She had high white blood cells. So what did I have to do? I had to go find her the medication. What did I do? I had to call around and go to our out-of-state drug provider that works with our insurance company. They had to drop ship it to me. They said, well, you'll have it Wednesday. I go, I need it tomorrow. They said, well, you'll have it Monday. I said, I need it tomorrow. Guess when I got it? Yeah, I got it tomorrow. Well, you know, I get what I need. Even if I had a drive up there, I would have gotten it. And then I had one of the transplant nurses, she volunteered to inject the stuff into Vivian because Lord knows that's not one of the things I'm real good
at. Did she come over?
No, we went to her. She lived in downtown, but it was good. You know, we didn't mind. It wasn't great. She was a beautiful person, a lovely person. We all bonded. I'm hoping that we can have her come on next time we do one of the transplant shows. We're going to do those on a regular basis now because it's a really important thing that people need to know more about. Mm. So Vivian got her shots. And what happened when she went for her test Monday? Well, she was above the moon. She was way over on her white blood cell count. So now we've got to taper that back. But what's really going on is she's really tired. She's really tired. And
tired.
Yeah, she's really tired. I'm sorry, I had an issue there. She was really tired and she hasn't been feeling well, but she gets up and she's really doing great. I really can't tell you how much I love her. She's absolutely amazing. She provides me with inspiration, both spiritually and actually, every single day. In fact, just the other day, we started reading The Secret before we go to sleep at night. It's really a very positive and positive
thing.
Very
positive.
It is. It's to have that kind of thoughts in your mind is a very important thing when you're going to sleep at night. And so that's where Vivian is. It's a nonlinear, I call it a nonlinear recovery. We go two steps forward, three steps back, two steps forward, four steps back, four steps forward, one step back. But the woman never stops. She's amazing. So I want to tell you, if you're out there and you are in a chronic illness situation, stay positive. If you're somebody that's giving somebody care in that situation, stay positive. Everybody know that there's sources that you can reach out for help. The number one thing you can do is call your friends. The most important thing you can do is to surround yourself with beautiful friends. Vivian and I have had the most beautiful people that have supported us throughout this entire circumstances, from the folks at Renewal to the beautiful woman, Betty DeMartini, that donated the kidney to Chaya, who helped us get the kidney, to the folks at Project Renewal in New York, who helped us have a curated environment and search, and who provided us with incredible spiritual support, to the local our local rabbi, Rabbi Gopin. Everybody is involved. You're hearing it. You're hearing how I do it. People ask me, Jim, how did you do it? How do I find a kidney? The answer is, I don't know. There is no way that you can know. So you do everything. You do everything until you're bone tired, and then you do it again. And because I kept going and going and going, Vivian found her kidney. Betty DeMartini found us because I was able to get that ad out there with Chaya, and we were able to find, and with the folks at Renewal, and we were able to find Betty DeMartini.
How's Betty doing?
Betty is doing, thank you for asking. Betty's doing great. We text back and forth. We do Facebook and email. She's amazing. She's already gone on a trip to rediscover her roots in Italy. We're going to team her up with some local business people who volunteered to give her some work. She's a florist. If anybody wants to help Betty, you can email me, jim@freedonbusiness. We'll get it to Betty. But it's the most amazing thing. And Chaya, she just keeps out there doing more mitzvahs, doing more transplants. You know, I touched something on the board. Can people still hear me, Wanda?
Yes.
Okay, thank God. All the numbers and lights went up, and I went a little goofy there. But so I want to thank everybody. But the most important person in all of this was Vivian. Her relentless will to survive. Her continuing day after day dialysis trips. When she didn't want to do it, she still got up and did it. The woman, she'd get up at 6 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning to go. I'd still be asleep and she'd be out the door. I really don't know how she did it. And now it's up to me. It's up to me to continue to build my career, to build our radio show, to build my real estate, to do more stuff with the Chinese and with my friends, to David Reynolds and all the rest of them, to help show the way to other people that I meet along the way, and to make sure that I can make the world a better place, because that's the real lesson that my wife taught me, to have what it takes to live. And why does she want to live? She wants to live to make the world a better place and to share that with me. And I must tell you, no stronger motivation for life is there than having that. So I hope that you all go out, that you feel terrific, that you know that Vivian and I are a couple, that we are bound, that we are moving forward together to conquer all of this, just the way every person that hears me will conquer whatever they are facing. Hot damn!